The election wasn't really a referendum on federal employees, but you had a lot at stake. The need to modernize civil service, to improve federal hiring, and to maintain solid career leadership. None of that has changed. Here with her perspective, Margot Conrad, Director of Federal Workforce Programs at the Partnership for Public Service. Margot, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
And of course, these issues do continue. Also, there will be a brand new set of people in Congress coming in early January. So what do you think they need to focus on?
So you're right. I mean, in just a couple of months now, we're going to have a new crop of members in the House and the Senate. And we hope that they're going to be continuing to really push on the oversight of the federal civil service. You know, the federal workforce, 2 million people are the backbone of our country and are delivering really valuable services to American people. And it is critical that government has the right talent in place and strong leaders to hold those agencies accountable. And so Congress can play a really significant role through its oversight efforts to really ensure that the workforce is equipped to be successful and that those employees are equipped to be successful as well.
Now, there have been some pieces of legislation enacted that they will have to actually oversee and make sure they get implemented. What are some of the top ones in your view?
Sure. So one piece of legislation that the Partnership for Public Service has been really focused on was a provision that was in the National Defense Authorization Act that was enacted this year. It would allow for direct hire authority for students and recent graduates. And we think this is really innovative because it's going to allow agencies to go onto college campuses and really interview and talk to candidates and recruit them and be able to really do direct hire and be able to bring those folks on board through these student programs. So OPM right now is in the process of drafting regulations that should come out next year. And so we think Congress can play a really critical role in through oversight, through hearings, to really say, you know, agencies, what are you doing to utilize this new tool, this new authority that we've given you? And how are you using this to build that critical talent pipeline for the future in your agency?
And I think on the regulatory side, the OPM has given agencies greater leave to establish their own direct hiring practices under the law without going through OPM. So maybe agencies need to step up and do a little bit of get out of their comfort zone, if you will, because of authorities they actually legally do have but have deferred to OPM for so many years.
Exactly. So you've seen a big movement this fall in particular with additional direct hire authorities that agencies now have for STEM occupations and for cyber. And so what's critical here is you often hear agencies going to the Hill and saying, you know, we need more authorities, carve out something special for us. We can't get the talent that we need. And so I think that you're seeing a number of efforts here that the administration's taking to give agencies more flexibility to bring in that talent. And I think Congress needs to be acting and saying, okay, agencies, are you using these authorities that you've been granted? What data do you have to show whether it's working and whether it's being successful? And do you need anything else in statute, or do, you know, the authorities you have right now granted to you through OPM, are they going to be solving some of your challenges? I'll just point out, you may recall what a year or two ago, GAO did a big study about the use of hiring authorities, and there were over 100 different authorities that agencies were using. So Congress, you know, rather than just creating new ones, Congress can be really, you know, working with agencies through oversight to try to understand which ones are working and which ones aren't, and to try to simplify the process a little bit.
We're speaking with Margot Conrad, Director of Federal Workforce Programs at the Partnership for Public Service. What's your feeling about the future of OPM? Because as agencies start to exercise maybe more discretion, and the administration has been open about the fact that they want to almost dismantle OPM and move different parts throughout the government, GSA in particular, also the Office of Management and Budget, and the Pentagon for security clearance. Looking over the long haul, helpful, not so helpful, or maybe we have to wait and see?
No, I think it's a good question. I think it's something that's on everyone's minds. And I think the verdict is still out in terms of what the future looks like of OPM and where the various functions, as you suggest, will be housed, whether it's in the you know, the Executive Office of the President or farmed out to GSA or DOD or other entities. You know, I think the main focus that we really have at the partnership is that you need to have a government-wide, this enterprise view of workforce issues. It is important that we're looking at the whole of government in terms of how government is managed, about how government is working to recruit and hire and deploy talent. And so we think there just needs to be a continued strong emphasis on people and ensuring that we're equipping those folks with the right tools to be successful, and then also looking at the systems and structures that support the workforce to ensure, again, that there's success in terms of mission delivery and outcomes.
And speaking of the whole of government, there's also a whole in government, namely the number of people that are on the far end of their careers ready to retire and the relatively tiny number of people that are under 30 throughout the agencies. Do you think the new Congress maybe can help get things going on that front so that more people come in at the younger levels and refresh the whole workforce?
No, I think that's a great point. I mean, that is something that's certainly on the top of our mind here at the partnership. You know, with 6% under the age of 30 in government, there has to be more of an effort focused on building those entry-level pipelines. Again, I think through oversight, there is an opportunity to probe a bit more, to understand what agencies are doing to try to attract entry-level talent. What are they doing to build strategic partnerships with colleges and universities? I mean, often when you think of oversight hearings, you think of putting an agency up there when something has gone wrong. And I think what we're recommending is take a look at some of the bright spot analysis, too, and how can we highlight agencies that are doing innovative things and hopefully spread that to the rest of government.
Because there is some innovation going on in this whole area of customer experience, which forces agencies in some cases to look totally differently. Instead of looking at internal process and how much they're spending, they're looking outward at the effect of what they do on the people that they serve. And I would think that that kind of emphasis would be attractive to a generation coming in that is not so much process. They don't care about what's happening behind the process as much as, am I getting what I want?
I think if you focus on that outward customer service element, as you mentioned, that's going to help the American people understand what their government does and how it's serving them and how they benefit. And I think that's also leads to really a recruitment tool, because the biggest challenge that we see when we talk to agencies and also to job seekers, especially young people, is they just don't understand what government does. And they don't understand, you know, they hear, you know, when VA, when there are, you know, long wait times, but they don't hear about like the great mission and what the work is that VA employees do every day. They just hear, you know, the headlines where there's been a problem. And so I think we've got to help tell those stories about what amazing federal employees do and how, if you're a young person and you want to work in government, what you can do to make a difference.
And by the way, does the partnership also reach out to some of the new members when they are finally sworn in and kind of give them an education, if you will, about federal workforce issues?
Yes, absolutely we do. We really put a lot of time and attention into reaching out to the new members and to the current members as well to make sure that they really understand, you know, who are the federal employees that they represent in their district? Why do these issues matter? We have the best places to work in the federal government rankings that are going to be coming out very soon. That's based on the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. That data is a really terrific way to help agents, to help members of Congress really understand, you know, what's going on within the agencies that they have either jurisdiction over through their committees or, you know, agencies that they have in their districts or in their states. We try to help them unpack some of that data. It doesn't give you all the answers, but it helps to ask them probing questions about what's really going on and what can be done constructively to help support the federal workforce in those agencies.
Marco Conrad is Director of Federal Workforce Programs at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.